It's 8:45 on Morning Edition, live and local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. Live in the studio with us, Maria Harding. She's a flutist for Tango Romantico at the Kaneko, in addition to being with the Omaha Chamber Music organization as well. Maria, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about this.
Oh, you bet. Let's first talk about your position. You and I were talking off microphone. You got here about 21 years ago and been playing a long time.
I have. I've been playing a long time, and I've been so happy here in Omaha. My full-time position's with the Omaha Symphony. And then once the Omaha Chamber Music Society was up and running, I've been part of that organization as well.
Oh, very good. Now, this Tango Romantico, it's going to be quite an evening. It's at the Kaneko, which is at 1111 Jones Street. And it's a collaborative presentation slash participation, really all five of the senses being engaged in this. Let's talk about it, first of all, musically. What's happening there?
Well, there are six of us that are performing as musicians, myself on flute, and then we have a guest coming from Ottawa, Canada, our guitarist Louis Trepanier, and a wonderful accordion player, Julia Cortinas-Williams. For any Omahans that maybe came, I think it was last season, to our movie music concert, she was the accordion player for Ratatouille, and okay. I just thought she was spectacular. And then the others are also full-time members of the Omaha Symphony and Omaha Chamber Music Society, and they're Boshidar Shopov on violin and viola, at different moments, of course.
That now that would have been quite a trick.
Extra collaborative. And then Sam Pierce Ruland on cello and Bobby Sharman on double bass.
Outstanding. Now, can you talk about the kind of music we're going to hear, kind of the flavor of the music, and how that really sets the stage for an entire evening of, again, the five senses being touched?
Absolutely. Well, I was asked by the Chamber Music Society to coordinate the music for this because I'm married to an Argentine musician. He's also a flutist. And they and I thought what a natural connection that would be, that I would just kind of have my finger on the pulse of Buenos Aires and have all of these great arrangements available. What I found out was tango musicians, what I'd become familiar with through my husband Nestor and through our travels to Argentina, is that that true tango style that I loved so much is largely improvised, very much like jazz musicians would do. And so when I went to all of my friends in Buenos Aires and other Argentine musicians, with maybe I'd heard recordings or heard concerts that I just loved and wondered about the arrangements, they said, oh, there's no arrangements. We just kind of know the tunes and improvise around it. So I really had to dig to find different new tango styles. We have a little bit of Piazzolla. I think most listeners would be most familiar with Piazzolla and his style. And he has written out a lot for classical musicians. But I also kind of threw the players themselves and through some of those Argentine musicians got in touch with composers of new tango, and they were really open to the idea of creating these new arrangements for this ensemble. And so a lot of what we're playing, tangos, some milonga, and pieces that just have tango flavors to them, are new arrangements done for this group by the composers themselves.
Now, that's really neat. Are these going to be scribed and recorded for posterity, if you will? Something
yes.
That could be used again?
Yes. And in this group, I think, you know, all or most of the musicians in this group would agree we like to have the music printed and in front of us. I wish I could improvise, but it's just not part of my skill set. So they're all written out. And then part of the reason I think these composers were so willing to do these arrangements is what they get in return is a recording. And they have done not only this work for themselves and for posterity, but then they'll have a recording that they can use too.
Oh, that's incredible. I love that. In addition to this, in addition to the music, there's going to be actual tango dancing,
yes.
Not just the display, but people get to participate.
Right. It'll be a combination and of both just getting to sit back and watch beautiful dancing, and also They're going to invite the audience to stand up. We're spacing out the chairs a little bit more than in a typical concert setting, so people can get up and move to the side and try some of the tango steps themselves.
And if people are nervous about that, there's going to be wine served as well. So we'll get
That's
rid of
right.
those inhibitions.
And I forget if it was the organizers at Chamber Music Society or I that came up with the idea to include Argentine wine and chocolate, particularly since it's so close to Valentine's Day. But that developed so organically and wonderfully, too. So we've got chocolate and wine, and the dancers that you mentioned are coming from Vintage Ballroom. That's Rebecca and Derek Pasqualetto. I hope I'm pronouncing their last name correctly.
Sure.
And so we're going to, for all of the rehearsals this week, they're going to come, too, and kind of listen and see what pieces are most danceable.
That's fantastic. Maria Harding, thank you very much. She's a flutist with Tango Romantico, which happens February 12th. That's Monday. It's at 7 o'clock at 1111 Jones Street. For more information, you can go to thekaneko.org or you can go to omahachambermusic.org. Maria, thank you very much. It was very nice to meet you.
Thank you.
And look forward to the production. We return to Morning Edition. Pick right back up where we left off, starting now.